Good morning. I would like to deal this morning with a passage of Scripture found in the book of Mark, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, and beginning in verse 25. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture to many of us. It's concerning a woman that the Scripture says had an issue of blood. And beginning in that 25th verse, the Scripture says, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was none bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, as she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." Now the law of God dealt specifically with this woman's problem. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 15, we find, beginning in the 19th verse, "And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the even." In the 22nd verse, it says, "And whosoever toucheth anything that she sat upon shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even." In verse 25, "And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation, she shall be unclean." Verse 28, "But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the 8th day she shall take unto her 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanness." This woman was an outcast from the fellowship of the temple. While outcast, because of her uncleanness, whatsoever or whosoever she touched was declared unclean. The law gave exact guidelines as to the manner of her cleansing. 7 days she was to be put apart or separated. After 7 days, if the issue be cleansed, if that issue stopped, then she was to take an offering to the priest, and the priest was to offer that sacrifice before the Lord, making an atonement for her, making her fit to be admitted back into the tabernacle. But if the issue not cease after 7 days, then she was to remain unclean, separated from all contact and all fellowship. This made her condition most deplorable. Here we find a picture of the universal condition of all men born in Adam before Almighty God. Man by nature is unclean because of sin. In Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 6, the Scripture says, "From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Not only is man unclean by sin, because of that sin, he is separated from God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, the scripture says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." Man is unclean by sin, and he is separated from God, and if left in that condition, he will perish. This woman was empowered to do three things. I say empowered because in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, in verse 12, the scripture says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." The power of Almighty God is that which caused men to receive him. The first evidence that I see of God's power upon her is that she heard of Jesus. But you may ask, do not all men desire to hear? Stephen, preaching in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 51, said, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did." And in the 57th verse, the scripture says, "Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul." No, all men will not hear. But Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 12 says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." The second thing that I see that this woman was empowered to do was to come. The scripture says back in our passage, verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press. All men are commanded to come. Matthew 11:28, the scripture says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But man, without a revelation of his deplorable sickness of sin and the plague that has placed him under the judgment of God's law and that has separated him from God's fellowship, sees no need to come. He's satisfied to do the best that he can. The scripture says in John chapter 5 and verse 40, "To some that believed him not, and ye will not come to me, that ye might have life." But John chapter 10, verses 2 to 4, the scripture says, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." They come. The third thing that I see this woman was empowered to do was that she believed him. The scripture says in John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Evidence that the Lord had given this woman power to believe was that she touched him. This woman said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If I may touch the robe of his righteousness," or may I say, "If the robe of his righteousness has touched me, I'm whole." When a sinner is by divine grace made to realize their need of cleansing, they have already been made to know Christ, to be their only hope. This woman, by a new heart, by a new mind, made a logical conclusion. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. The law said, cast out the undefiled. Christ said to those in need, come to me. She touched his garment. The law said that that would make one unclean, a curse. The scripture says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the law, being made a curse for us. Here we see a divine exchange. The sin and guilt of this woman being charged to Christ, and his perfect righteousness being charged to this sinner. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. There's truly assurance of hope to all who come to God by Christ. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Those that Christ heals spiritually will publicly confess it. The Lord Jesus Christ said in the 30th verse, who touched my clothes? There are no secret acts of faith unknown to the Lord. Christ knew that virtue had gone out from him. It was for this elect sinner that he came. He publicly asked the question that she might publicly confess him. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. He looked round about to see her. Psalm chapter 33 and verse 18 says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. This woman, in verse 33, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. The faith of God's elect may be weak faith, but it's an honest faith. God's sheep are made to be honest in their confession of their need. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And those that come by faith, there's healing and peace. Daughter, verse 32, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. This woman had power from Almighty God to hear. She had power to come, and she had power to believe. Do you need him? If you would like to hear more concerning this message of God's free and sovereign grace, tune in again next Sunday at 7:45 on this station. If you would like to come and visit us at West Harpeth Grace Church, our services are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Until next Sunday, thank you for tuning in.